Ireland, where it seems the pirate stations that have operated for the last 10 years in the Republic will cease transmission at the end of this year. That includes several low-power shortwave operations that have put Ireland on the map, so to speak, ever since the Irish State Radio, RTE, abandoned expansion plans for shortwave back in the 1950s. Eddie Caffrey operates a number of medium-wave stations all along the east coast of Ireland, the main one being Boyneside Radio.
It's 4 o'clock this afternoon. Two more.
Caffrey also runs Radio Rainbow, which relays several programs on shortwave each Sunday, and Radio Fax, which broadcasts technical news around the clock.
Daytime, 16111
nighttime. Radio Fax appears to have found a way to record this program off shortwave with excellent fidelity and then relay it some days later. For an update on the impending changes to broadcasting in Ireland, we turn to Boyneside Radio's manager, Eddie Caffrey.
The current situation now is that legislation is due to come in on the 30th of December, and that will effectively close down all stations. I had a quick read at the close down bill. I didn't see the other bill. It's only published about a fortnight. But I saw the other bill, the close down bill, outlawing use of illegal apparatus.
And what will that mean in terms of the fines? It's going to be worthwhile people staying on and paying fines?
It'll be just like the Marine Offences Bill. It's totally effective. It'll forbid people working on it, advertising on it, supplying anything, even as far as not even talking to people who work in it. It's a very effective bill.
But things won't return to the mid-70s situation where Ireland was only served by a single Irish national channel, RTE. The second RTE radio outlet will remain, and existing pirates will be invited to tender for local radio licences. At the moment, no one is sure how many stations there'll be.
Well, there are town and county stations and regional stations. Obviously, Dublin will be first and Cork. The only problem that we say, from my point of view and from Boyneside's point of view, is how soon will it come to our area? Although people seem to think once one gets on, the rest will get on.
But again, will it allow competition, or is it going to be, you know, one station for Dublin, one station for Cork, and so on?
Well, according to the Department of Communications, we have telephoned them, but anybody can ring them up and ask them what's happening. Even the amount of transmitter power they're talking about is going to be very hard to imagine, because you will be allowed for a county station to use up to 10 kilowatts on AM and both on FM as well. So if there's going to be a station which they're operating from County Louth on 10 kilowatts and one in County Meath on 10 kilowatts and maybe some from Dublin on maybe 50 kilowatts from Dublin, I can't see how that's going to work.
Eddie Caffrey is one of the many pirate operators who welcomes legislation after years of indecision by the Dublin government. Presumably, though, the new broadcasting bill will mean the end of the shortwave era.
It will have to disappear because the fines would be too great.
What are you talking about in terms of fines?
I'm talking about £10,000 plus 2 year imprisonment. And for, we say, the operations of Radio Rainbow, which relays a few tapes every Sunday, or even Radio Fax, you know, it's not a multi-million dollar business. It would have to close down. But Radio Rainbow was a hobby, and it was fun to do. It's not the sort of thing that you would carry on for the rest of your life doing.
What sort of power is it operating on?
Well, it was operating 400 watts. In around 400 watts. You probably notice it's a little bit stronger than Radio Fax. Radio Fax is about 250 to 300 watts.
It's a different transmitter, is it?
Completely different transmitter. Radio Fax is using an XBBC RCA ET converted. But it's much the same power, same system. It's got 2813 valves on the output.
And what's of an antenna?
The antenna on Radio Fax is a very good antenna. It's a ladder antenna. It's a half-wave dipole, center-fed dipole, but 75 feet high. And the actual transmitter for Radio Fax converts to medium output. It's got a timer which flicks a few switches, rotary switches, and converts it to medium wave. Now, the antenna that Radio Rainbow had was very, very basic, which is a center-fed, coaxial-fed, just up onto a tree, you know, only about 30 foot high.
And Radio Rainbow's finished?
Radio Rainbow, as Radio Rainbow is finished, at the moment it's going to be just heard carrying relays such as Cruise and Solid Gold or WLR or anybody else who would like to relay on it until Christmas.
Madison is an Englishman who lives in Dublin and has worked on many pirate radio stations. So, how many have there been?
Over the years, there have been well over 200 pirates set up and closed down over the years, over the last, say, 10 years. At present, I think there are more than 60 on the air throughout the Republic, and many of them can be heard in Northern Ireland as well. So, just over 60 at the moment. When the legal setup starts, I cannot imagine there being more than 30. The population of the Republic of Ireland is just over 3 million people, so to be honest with you, it really doesn't justify as many as 30 stations.
Some say it was a medium wave station called Radio Dublin that started the pirate boom back in 1977. Others feel it was entrepreneur Chris Carey who gave FM the boost it needed with high quality stereo music for Dublin.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
Radio Nova is no longer based in Ireland. Chris Carey moved his operation to Britain in the hope of starting a satellite radio service, which will be used as filler on British commercial local radio stations and end up on cable systems too. Radio Nova is running, but not getting the level of interest they'd hoped for. Ironically, the programme is being heard in Dublin, though.
It goes up to the satellite from Radio Nova in Barnet in Hertfordshire and comes down in Dunleary, south of Dublin, and is rebroadcast by a pirate transmitter. So on the 30th of December this year, that'll have to go. So we won't even have Nova then.
Quite a few people doubt if the Irish government will be able to grant local radio licences before the end of this year. So there could be a gap on the airwaves, while free radio becomes legal radio. Peter Madison disputes the reference to free radio, though.
I don't like the phrase free radio at all, I never have done. There isn't really anything free about radio. It costs thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds to set up the smallest, cheapest radio station. And to make it pay, you have to charge quite hefty fees for advertising. You have to pay good wages to the staff to operate it. There's nothing really free about radio at all. I think the original intention was that it was free of interference from the government, free of being used for national propaganda, and free of taxes, like the offshore radio stations used to be. That's the old original definition of it. But I don't like the phrase at all, because it just doesn't fit with the 1990s in my mind.
Finally, back to Eddie Caffrey. How did he come up with that name, Radio Rainbow?
When Radio Dublin started off, the first pirate station in Ireland, 1977, I had this thing in the back of my mind to start one in my own area, and I just liked the name Radio Rainbow. I had a few records, like the Marmalade single Rainbow, which was a good theme tune, and a few other songs which I used to play, actually Melanie's Rainbow and Over the Rainbow by Matchbox. I just liked the name Rainbow. But unfortunately, another Irish station robbed in on me recently, who operate from the border for an all-day medium-wave station.
Whereabouts is Boyneside? Excuse my ignorance in geography, but I mean, are you also serving people in Northern Ireland as well?
Yes, the main Boyneside studios are situated in Drogheda. That's on the east coast of Ireland. It's about 30 miles north of Dublin. We also have a relay in Navan Town. We have a separate station, an opt-out station. And we also have one on the Newry border at Carrigan and Killeen. Carrigan south, Killeen north. It's just on the border. Something which might be of interest when the legislation comes through here. We are going to have a look at cross-border. We might just have a go at sticking the transmitter into Northern Ireland and see what would happen. Wouldn't really have much to lose at that stage. Putting the transmitter in Northern Ireland and the studio in the south. And putting a wire across feeding it.
Well, that's going to be interesting to watch. Later today, I'll be talking to Radio France International. Back in the middle of March, we carried a report on the rather lively English language radio scene in southern France. Several entrepreneurs were battling it out on the FM band.
Richard Middleton of Mercy University, and Deputy Editor of the English Language Magazine of the Era Reported, is on the line now with an update for us. So what's new?
Well, Jonathan, there have been quite a lot of interesting things happening down here. Most dramatic was just a few days ago when the police raided two of the stations I was talking about last time. The first, Radio Relax, the former Radio Nova, this station set up an illegal booster station in Nice, because its main transmitter is across the frontier in Italy. This was allowed to function for quite a long time, but has now been closed. The second station which has had trouble is Radio Memory, the station which was set up to please the wife of the mayor of Nice, a station broadcasting the Big Ben sound 24 hours a day. They always claim to have a license. I believe them, but it seems that the authorities were dubious. They have closed their transmitter, studios and office, and there's no way of getting in touch with them. There are a lot of theories locally. Some people think that this is a kind of French blow at the Americans, because both of these stations were in fact in our command. On the other hand, there have been some accusations of sloppy engineering, and that might at least be the official reason. There have been some other changes. The first is that on Sunday the 4th of September at midnight, Riviera 104 closed down in Ventimiglia across the frontier and crossed into Monte Carlo, and it started transmissions there with its new name of Radio Riviera at 6 a.m. on Tuesday the 6th of September. Well, of course, this is a very big step forward for the station, which now, as you know, is owned by London's Capital Radio. They've got, for example, state-of-the-art satellite equipment there, and they've got access to the Radio Monte Carlo Record Library, which is one of the best.